Hi, my name's Catherine. Recently, I have been listening to sleep stories using an app. I found it incredibly helpful for me to have a good night's rest. I also have an interest in well-being and mindfulness, and I'm currently exploring this a little further through the support of a professional who is practiced in human-given psychotherapy, which is, in fact, very parallel to NLP. And I would encourage everyone and anyone to explore this, even if you feel that you are not experiencing too many difficulties in your area of mental and emotional well-being. I decided to steer my first sleep story towards young children and base it on my experience or sort of the theme of my time. 10 years ago, I went to South Africa, where I'm from, went back to South Africa, to the top of, right at the top, Limpopo province, and there is, and was, the Vervet Sanctuary, where I helped at for 4 weeks, and I will share more, but I plan to fit this into my sleep stories. So at the moment, I've never written anything for children or recorded anything. So this is just some fun and a project for myself, really, and in the hope that it might steer or encourage or parents or people to look up sleep stories if they haven't already. I'm sure there's plenty out there. And so as I prefer to use my voice rather than sort of putting things down onto paper, I'd rather speak it out loud. I thought it'd be fun to give it a go. So, my sleep story is just about a fictional character that I've just chosen, a boy named Jake, and he, you know, goes on this journey, decides to go and help these vervet monkeys, and he's excited about it. And you get a real feel that Jake is caring because he's so glad that these orphan babies will have a mother again, or at least something to look after and care and be nurturing towards. But he also discovers, you know, not everything is as it seems or how he imagines, or you know, as easy or fun maybe as things can be when you decide to go out and help. So it's to encourage children also to listen, keep still, and also to acknowledge their feelings and being accepting of all feelings, and not being, you know, thinking they can't be unsure about something, and to be okay to be as they are, really. And so I thought I'd give it a go. And it's, again, it's just, I'm doing it for my own enjoyment. So, let me know what you think, and I'll go from there. Jake's Experience at the Vervet Sanctuary, a sleep story. Get comfortable and ready to hear about Jake and his time at the sanctuary. It had been a long day. Jake had been working hard at the monkey sanctuary. Jake had not expected he would be put in charge of cleaning out all the cages. When Jake had first arrived, he felt excited to hear about the new troops of monkeys. Young orphan baby monkeys been adopted by female monkeys. Their caring and nurturing nature would mean the babies would have a mother again and be well looked after. Jake was glad when the day ended. Snuggling up in his cabin felt so comfortable. The hard work meant Jake fell asleep and was soon breathing slowly and deeply. The rhythm of the insects kept in time with Jake's breathing, creating a counterbeat. Breathing in, cricket, cricket, and breathing out, cricket, cricket.